This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Vincent in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. His arms. He clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer. That's the buzzer. It counts. And Versailles gets in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about ScoresBroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Orange in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. This, we didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Botkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly for court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammie McElnatty
fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10. Down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score. Maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line. Behind the back pass. Layup. Good! Rontez Roberts. Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow. And welcome to you once again here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at the UD Arena for our second webcast of the night. It's the third game of this triple header. All of them district championships at the UD Arena. Our third and final clash pits Fort Loramie against Middletown Christian. In game two, Rushi victorious 64-33 over Emmanuel Christian. In game one, Springfield Central Catholic defeated Ripley. So Springfield Central Catholic and Marion Local, a winner tonight up at Wapak over St. Henry, will collide at 5:30 on Tuesday in one regional semifinal. Rushi meets the winner of this game in the other regional semifinal at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Well, like Rushi's first game opponent, Fort Loramie's opponent here in the nightcap is a club that on paper, Chuck, doesn't appear to be able to match up against the Redskins. Middletown Christian plays in the same conference as Emmanuel Christian, finished below Emmanuel Christian in the league standings. Emmanuel Christian won 10. Middletown Christian has won just 6 in 24 games, was 3-11 in the league. It's a club, though, that does have far more size than Emmanuel Christian. But Fort Loramie is battle-tested, outstanding defensively, and you would expect, like Emmanuel Christian in the first game, Middletown Christian will have difficulty scoring a lot of points against Fort Loramie.
Well, you know, we talk some about common opponents. I'm going to talk about a common opponent, Rushi. Loramie ran Rushi off the floor twice in the regular season. So that does not bode well for Middletown Christian here in this basketball game.
No, this Middletown Christian team lost to Emmanuel Christian 55-28 back on January 26th. Did beat them on the road in Springfield. Middletown Christian edged Emmanuel Christian 51-49. But as I said, Emmanuel got the better of Middletown in the second meeting by 27 points. Clearly a prohibitive favorite, the Fort Loramie Redskins, who have lost just twice all year long. Fort Loramie coming in with a 23-2 mark, having defeated Mechanicsburg 65-21 in the tournament, Brantford 67-40, and Ansonia 47-24. Fort Loramie did drop its next-to-last regular season game at home to Anna, 59-55. In fact, the Redskins' only two setbacks all year long to the Anna Rockets. Fort Loramie was shorthanded due to illness in the second setback, led for three quarters plus against Anna in the first meeting at the Rockets gym. Those are the only two defeats suffered by Fort Loramie all year long. Clearly, it's an overmatched third contest here tonight. Heavyweight favorite is Fort Loramie. Redskins need to be sharp. They weren't real good, I wouldn't say, Chuck, at the beginning of games against Bradford and Ansonia in the sectional tournament.
No, I agree with that. But they're going to have a much better start tonight. I don't think it's going to matter. I'd like to build this up and keep people on the edge of their seat, but we're getting ready to watch the only team that Bradford beat this year.
Right.
I mean, let's put it in perspective.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Because we've been sitting on it too long.
I'm glued. I'm glued to the edge of my seat.
Now, this is old-time Division IV Friday night. I remember one time being when he used to play four games on Friday night, and Fairlawn was in the last game, and the thing started about a quarter after 11.
Wow.
and Fairlawn had a heck of a good basketball team back then. But I remember that distinctively. It was the latest I've ever watched seen a high school game start.
Yeah, it was a district championship of four games that spanned 2 days.
Yeah, it actually did span 2 days.
Well, we should be home by, what, 11:30, quarter of 12 tonight?
That's what I'm thinking, and that gives us time to get a little sleep before we have to be in Springfield tomorrow for the Versailles girls.
Yeah, that's a good reminder to me. Let's hype that up. We've got Versailles and Waynesville Girls Division III Regional Championship tip-off tomorrow, 1:30 from Springfield. We're on the web online at 1:15. Then tomorrow night, it is the Fort Loramie Minster Battle from Vandalia Butler. 7:30 tip for that Girls Division IV Regional Championship. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 15. At 7:15, I should say. So, Versailles, Waynesville at 1:15 tomorrow. Fort Loramie, Minster at 7:15 tomorrow. So many thanks to our underwriting sponsors here for our second webcast of the night on scoresbroadcast.com, including Fort Loramie game sponsors such as Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. On the web at TomJerry's.com, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc., on Shuey Drive in Anna. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. A new underwriting sponsor is the book Titles and Tears, available for purchase at titlesandtears.com. If you're a fan of local high school sports like Chuck and I, and probably just about everybody else joining us tonight on the web, you've got to check out the book Titles and Tears. It documents the decade-long quest by the Fort Loramie girls basketball program to win the state title in 2013. That was followed up with a championship in 2015. The book is available to you at titlesandtears.com. And sports heroes in the Upper Miami Valley have reviewed the book and called it so very real. It's a must read. You've got to have it. Titles and Tears is the name of it at titlesandtears.com. And the authors are Hillary Bonanzer and Jeff Hewitt. Titles and Tears at titlesandtears.com. Here are the starters for Middletown Christian. Cohen Yee at a guard. He is a 5'10" senior. He is joined by C.J. Money, who is a 6-foot sophomore. Also in the opening five, Dre Shores, 6'5" senior, very good player. Alan Holtry is a 5'9 sophomore. He's at guard. And Seth Wolfenbarger, a 5'9 soft. He is out front for the blue-clad Eagles of Middletown Christian. Wearing blue from top to bottom, a lot of white striping. Fort Loramie Redskins being introduced at the moment. Fort Loramie on the floor with Evan Burning, Nick Brandewey, Austin Siegel, Dylan Braun, and Tyler Siegel in the post. That's the opening five for the Redskins. Evan Burning at 9 a game. Tyler Siegel at nearly 13. Dylan Braun at 16-plus. Siegel at 7 boards a game, along with 3.5 blocks, burning the assist leader on this club. He also gets his share of rebounds, as does guard Dylan Braun. Austin Siegel does a lot of the clean-up dirty work on the inside. Nick Brandewey, a fine passer. Very strong physical player as well. That's the opening five for Fort Loramie. This Middletown Christian team has streaked through a couple of tournament opponents, playing its best basketball of the year, having won just 6 on the season, and one-third of those coming in tourney sectional play. And the opening tip to start the game is won by Middletown Christian, which has the ball to her right. It is C.J. Mooney on the arc, or I should say C.J. Money on the arc. Deals it 30 feet away to Jared Hamilton, 6'6 senior. He's a starter in the post. Ball dealt to the cutter. It is Cohen Yee, K-O-E-N-Y-double-E. He drives to the basket, can't get it to go. And then Fort Loramie hustles the other way, lickety split chuck, and turns it over.
They're going to run, and when you run like that, sometimes you're going to throw the ball away, especially early in a game like
right.
this.
Three-quarter court pressure for the Redskins. Here is Cohen Yee in backcourt. Leading scorer on this team is Jared Hamlin. He's a big post player. Nice handoff on the play to Dre Shores, who's second in scoring on this club. He missed a five-footer right in front, and then Fort Loramie takes it down the floor. Evan Vernon fakes right, goes left. He makes the goal, but he charges. Wipe it off the glass, no basket. One of those cases, was the defender too far under or not?
Well, he was inside the arc. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter in high school.
You're right. And I say when you're below the net, give the benefit of the doubt to the offense. We played a minute, no score. Middletown Christian attacking to our right. Here's Hamilton bolting toward the rim. The 6'6 lad has it blocked away by Tyler Siegel. 3-on-2 break. Branaway to the foul line. Holds up. Gives it to Braun for 3. Good! Dylan Braun.
Dylan Braun for 3.
Dylan Braun drains it. And Fort Loramie gets a goal with 6:46 to go in the first quarter. It's a triple. Jared Hamilton, 15 a game. Dre Shores, 14 a game. 6'6 and 6'5 in the opening five for Middletown Christian, unlike Emmanuel Christian, which played Rushi in game one. Middletown Christian, much bigger. 30 feet out on the left, it's Seth Wolfenberger, 5'9 sophomore. Goes cross court to Shores in the corner. Hand off to C.J. Money. Money gives it left wing to Shores. Back out on top to Hamlin, who plays on the arc a lot. Here's a step back three ball, but Dre Shores. It caroms off the rim. Rebound to Austin Siegel of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Burning. Burning angles through the top of the key. Goes to Braun, who jacks up a triple. It's hard. Rebound down to Hamlin of Middletown Christian. Fort Loramie in the home white, red numbers outlined in black. Middletown Christian in the gray tennies. Fort Loramie in its traditional black. 5:38 to go in the first. 3-0 Fort Loramie. Slow start to this game. Here's Cohen Yee at the foul line. Throws it to Wolfenbarger on the arc down inside to Shores. He overshoots a five-footer. Dylan Braun's got the rebound. Airmails it to Austin Siegel. He catches up to it. Throws it to Brandewey in the left corner. Now to Dylan, right back into Tyler Siegel. Shot fake, up and in.
Good ball movement that time.
5-0 Fort Loramie. 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Again, three-quarter court pressure by the Redskins. Over the timeline, it's Hamlin. Bounce pass to Wolfenberger. Poked away by Fort Loramie. Stabbed to Burning. Burning cuts through the top of the circle. Goes to Dylan Braun. He slices to the rim and puts it through off the window. But again, it's negated. Offensive foul.
Well, I know one thing. The hair didn't get in the eyes of the official, so that wasn't the problem.
Austin Siegel and Nick Brandewey sit down for Fort Loramie. Carter Mesher is in. And Nathan Raderman on the floor as well for the Redskins. Up the floor comes Middletown Christian, 30 feet away. It is Hamlin. 5-zip Eagles yet to score. Mesher all over Hamlin, who dribbles down into the left corner. Feeds it out high to Dre Shores. Fakes right, goes left below the foul stripe. His runner, he's bothered on the play. Good defense. Missed it. One rebound. Two rebounds, no good. Third shot in by Shores of Middletown Christian. 5-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel in the post. Has the ball stripped and he's fouled as he was going up to shoot it, I believe.
Tell you what, Dre Shores looks like a football player.
Yeah,
what a body on that kid.
Oh, yeah. Looks like he should be on the Purcell Marion squad. First free throw by Tyler Siegel right through the bottom of the well. Fort Loramie leads it 6-2. Second shot, Tyler. Got them both. 7-2 in favor of the Redskins. And here comes Middletown Christian up over the timeline. Ball thrown 25 feet away to Cohen Yee. To Wolfenberger, baseline right, wraparound pass is punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 4:06 to go, first quarter, 7-2 Redskins. Dre Shores inbounding right of the rim. Throws out high to Wolfenberger. He goes to the foul stripe. Pivots on Nathan Roderman down the lane, hooked it up high off the window. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Track meet underway. Carter Mesher on the finish.
He did a nice job of avoiding the third charge of the quarter. He got himself under control and went up and little contact. They didn't call it that time.
Looks like a track and field meet right now. Here's a bad pass thrown in by Middletown Christian. Picked off by Fort Loramie. Up and under goes Burning. No good. Step back is good by Tyler Siegel. 11-2 Redskins. Middletown Christian gets a timeout. 3:31 left. Opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Redskins ball after the timeout by Emmanuel Christian, which threw the ball away immediately. Nick Brandewee missed a baseline jumper. It was a bit lengthy, and the rebound was slammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Here's Middletown Christian to midcourt. It is picked off on the play by Dylan Braun. Braun scampers ahead. No-look pass left corner to Brandewee. Eli Rosengarten is checked in now. He flips it baseline right to Austin Siegel, who goes below the backboard, stripped on the play by Dre Shores of Middletown Christian. Look at him motor down the floor into the paint. Eli Rosengarten not set. Blocking foul, two free throws for Shores of Middletown Christian.
Redskins foul number 33, Eli Rosengarten. His first.
Eli Rosengarten toes the stripe here for Fort Loramie. Or I should say Dre Shores toes the stripe after Rosengarten committed the foul. Free throw curls out to the left. It's no good. Second shot is good. Fort Loramie 11. Middletown Christian 3. 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. Redskins over the timeline. Nick Brandewee far right side to Rosengarten. Deep right corner, Dylan Braun. Tries to go baseline to Austin Siegel. Picked off. Hamlin on the theft for Middletown Christian. He gives it up down the floor to C.J. Money, and he passes it away right to a Fort Loramie player. Running full steam ahead, Brandewee storms down the floor. He's got a deuce. 13-3 Fort Loramie. Here is Middletown Christian countering. Good shot fake by Cohen Yee. He goes up strong, gets it, and a foul.
not sure why Lee was acting that way afterwards. He made a layup, and the referee's talking to him.
I missed it, Chuck. What did he do?
Oh, he was just down there. He kind of looked at Brandwee and kind of made kind of muscle. He's behind 13-5. I think I just play basketball because it's going to get a lot worse than this before it's over.
Yeah, no need for the nonverbal language right now, for sure.
He should have probably stood up there and made a free throw instead.
Shot was missed. Fort Loramie Garner the rebound. Quickly down the floor, burning. Hits Tyler Siegel. He pounds his way into the lane and banks it in. 15-5. Fort Loramie up 10. 2:13 to go here in the first quarter. Shores in backcourt for Middletown Christian. Splits a couple Redskins. Pulls up top of the key. Throws it away. Nathan Radiman on the theft. Pulls up on the arc. Doesn't shoot. Hits burning. Right back to Nathan. Baseline right to the rack. Got it for two. Radiman might have gotten away with a step. Wasn't called. Good finish, though. 17-5 Redskins. Here's a high-arching bank shot by Alan Holtree from 16. It's in for Middletown Christian. Radiman on the arc. Lets it fly for Fort Loramie. Off to the left. No good. Shores has got the rebound. Minute and a half to go first quarter. 17-7 Fort Loramie.
This is how they scored 101 points in their last game. They get the ball and they're just coming right back at you.
Yes. Here's Brandon. We on the arc against Hamlin. Bats it loose. Hamlin retrieves. Into the lane to Shores. Little turnaround half hook. No. Off the heel. Rebound Tyler Siegel. Out to Burning. Burning trips as he goes sliding through the lane. Down he goes. Ball goes out of bounds to Middletown Christian. As the Redskins at times here in the first quarter have gotten a bit too fast for their own good.
Yeah, a little bit. That's what a team like this will do to you, though.
Here comes Middletown Christian up ahead, forecourt right. Middletown Christian moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things here at the UD Arena. On the arc, it's Wolfenbarger. Hits Holtree in the lane. Deflected. Raderman's got it. Ahead to Braun. Braun to the rim. Easy deuce. Transition goal for Fort Loramie after the live ball mistake by Middletown Christian. Here's Dre Shores back in a hurry. Into the lane. Deflected by Tyler Siegel. Outlet to Burning. Burning hits a trailer. Siegel burst to the basket for two more.
Tyler's got 10.
21-7. Fort Loramie. 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's a track and field meet here at the UD Arena, right out of the chute. 16 seconds left. Hamlin's got the ball 30 feet away. Hamlin hangs on. Hits a back cutter. Wolfenbarger to the rim. Blew the gimme. 5 seconds to go. Burning to Braun. Shot fake on the arc. Cross court to Rosengarten. His jumper blocked out of bounds at the buzzer by Dre Shores. Into the first quarter, Fort Loramie 21, Middletown Christian 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Do not miss out on the fine new inventory of furniture coming in always at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Take advantage of that grand reopening back in September. New furniture coming in steadily ever since at Goffney, now known as the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. That's 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Redskins open up the second quarter, making it look easy. 6-7, Tyler Siegel, a field day in the paint.
That was easy. Good. They worked one side. They reversed it. Siegel was all by himself.
Here is Hamlin for Middletown Christian at 6-6, exploding down the lane, left it short. Rebound by Shores. Goes baseline left to Cohen Yee. Back into Shores. Blocked by Tyler Siegel. Mesher's got the ball. He's tripped in backcourt. The Fort Loramie possession. We played a minute, second quarter. 23-7 in favor of the Redskins. Again, Goffney Furniture in Sydney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, plus more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Go to the website again for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Redskins have seen play here tonight from Nathan Roderman, 6'2 junior, Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 junior. Fort Loramie's got the ball baseline left. It's burning. Elbow on the right, Tyler Siegel. Oh, look at him take one, two big steps, a couple dribbles. He's right to the rack for another deuce. How many does he have, Chuck?
That's 14 now. I'll tell you what, that was a nice job by Burning, because Burning had about an eight-footer, but he saw Siegel roll into the basket.
6:13 to go here in the second quarter. An overplay out high by the Redskins' Carter Mesher. He undercut the Middletown Christian player. 6:13 to go in the second. 25-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. If the Redskins maintain this lead and defeat Middletown Christian, collision course, Fort Loramie, Rushi, 8 o'clock Tuesday night, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in one regional semifinal. Springfield Catholic Central, Marion Local in the other. Middletown Christian deflected a pass. Fort Loramie got it back, and Carter Mesher got the freak deflected ball down at the other end and dropped it through.
Burning went up, saw he was sneaked behind him, and he just tapped the ball over his head.
Here's Shores bolting into the paint for the Eagles, out of control. It's an offensive charge.
9-1 assist lead right now for Fort Loramie, 14-6 on the boards.
Well, that's one phase of the game in which the Redskins are very special.
These kids don't care who's doing the scoring.
No. Extremely unselfish. Redskins pass the ball beautifully. They give it up. They share it. And that is evident once again here tonight. 5:50 left to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie with the ball. Rosengarten top of the circle. Baseline right, Austin Siegel. Back out to Dylan Braun. Rotated to Rosengarten on the left. Cross court to Braun. Starts below the arc, doesn't shoot. Back out to Roderman. Shot fake. To Burning, high post. Austin Siegel, low post. Up and good from 8 feet.
Austin Siegel.
29-7, Fort Loramie. Middletown Christian with the ball. Wolfenbarger, far side of the floor. Checked by Burning, goes baseline. Tries to drop it inside to Holtry. Dylan Braun steals. Throws ahead to Rosengarten. Deflected, gets it back to the rim. Left hand. Yes! 31-7, Fort Loramie. Up over the timeline with the ball, Hamlin. Hamlin breaks contain, dribble drive to the basket, got it for two. And then Fort Loramie heaves it down the floor, 60 feet out of bounds. 4:52 to go, second quarter. Wholesale changes here for the Redskins. Nolan Burning in, Cody Barhorst in. Nolan on the floor, 6'2 junior. Cody Barhorst on the floor, 5'11 senior. Ball will be brought down here by Middletown Christian, which has the ball in backcourt. Outside the arc on the left, it is Holtry for Middletown Christian. Ball pried away by Fort Loramie. Holtry got a piece of it last. It's out of bounds to the Redskins.
Good defense by Barhorst that time.
I misspoke on the size of Nolan Burning. He's more like 5'10". Gives it to Ratterman. Ratterman is 6'2", has it in the corner. Cross court to Rosengarten. Baseline left, Austin Siegel. Shot fake, then he goes up, and Hamlin spears it away from him. Good defensive effort by Jared Hamlin of Middletown Christian. Up to Wolfenbarger. 4 minutes to play, second quarter. 31-9, Fort Laramie. Wolfenbarger to Hamlin on the arc. Marhorst guards him. Back cut, it goes to Cohen Yee. He dropped it, picked it up, shot fake. He's in trouble. Goes to Hamlin. Three-point territory, drive, splits a couple men, and banks it in on the go.
Jared Hamlin,
good-looking player, 15 points a game, 6'6 senior for Middletown Christian. Here's Barhorst at the elbow on the right, goes to Siegel. Rosengarten jacks up the three, got it!
Eli Rosengarten
off the bench. Man, oh man, that was a rainbow. That was way up in the rafters here at the UD Arena. Almost ricocheted in off the March Madness sign on the bottom of the scoreboard overhead. 3:30 left to go, second quarter, 34-11, Fort Laramie. And then a drive to the basket by Alan Holtry of Middletown Christian. Nolan Burning for Fort Laramie fouls him. Holtry's got two. He's at the stripe. First one high off the back brace. Well, it looks like it is a certainty. Fort Laramie Rushi Regional Semifinal. Two Shelby County Athletic League Division IV foes go head-to-head. Rushi having been knocked out of the sectional tournament the last 2 years by Fort Laramie. An opportunity to avenge those two setbacks on Tuesday night. Of course, the two clubs finished in that three-way logjam atop the Shelby County Athletic League standings, and it was also 10-2 with the Redskins and the Raiders. Missed shot by Fort Laramie, and then a bust out down the floor by Hamlin. Look at him make a strong move. He dives below the foul line, pulls up, hits it. Fort Laramie reached in, defensive foul, count the goal. Jared Hamlin might make my all-district tourney team.
He's got six. It's early.
Solid player, averaging just over 15 a game, 6'6 senior. Averages 11 rebounds in the Metro Buckeye Conference. Rimmed out the free throw, though. Braun's got the ball for Fort Laramie. Up to Brandon, we back to Dillon. To Nick straight away. 2:55 to go, second period. 35-13 Fort Laramie. Here's a baseline fall away by Tyler Siegel. You talk about a soft touch. My goodness.
He's feeling it.
The big man threw up the soft J from about 12. It landed on the rim, the side of it. Hung. Kerplunk. It fell through. 36-13 Fort Laramie. 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Hamlin backs down Burning. On the arc to Cohen Yee. Yee into the paint. Looks for Dre Shores. Gives it up to him on the arc. Dylan Braun defending. Straight away Hamlin. Just over 2 to go in the second. Dre Shores has got it. He tries to zero in from three-point land. It circled. The iron came out. Rebound baseline left by Holtry. Shot blocked by Fort Laramie. Out of bounds. 2:04 to go in the second quarter. Chuck, who do you like better, Middletown Christian or Emmanuel Christian? You've seen all of Emmanuel Christian for four quarters and nearly a half here of the Eagles of Middletown Christian.
Well, I like Shores, and I kind of like Hamlin.
Yeah.
But I think maybe I like Emmanuel Christian a little bit better.
Like three starters off Emmanuel Christian and two off Middletown. Burning took a cross-court pass, got it in the left corner, blitzed his way to the basket, overshot it. A lot of contact. He went down in a heap. And Fort Laramie is doing a lot of barreling to the rim. And I tell you what, Chuck, it's going to take the Redskins a few days to get over the bruises. They've hit the hardwood with a thud oftentimes here tonight. Free throw by Burning is in and out.
Yeah, they've got all weekend to get ready. They'll come back at it on Monday. They'll probably do something on Sunday, a little walkthrough, a little game film, talk about Rushi. But, you know, they know what they're going to get with Rushi.
Evan Burning drained the second free throw. A minute 42 to go here in the second quarter. 37-13 Fort Laramie. Here's Shores. near side of the floor for Middletown Christian. It goes high post to Wolfenbarger, and it's shaken free by Nick Brandewey. Nick showing his football aggressiveness right there. Dived on top of the leather. An Eagle player jumped on him. It's ruled a tie-up. Arrow favors Middletown Christian. Adonis Davis and Freddie Shropshire, pretty good players for Emmanuel Christian. Combine those two with Dre Shores and Jared Hamlin of Middletown Christian, and you've got 4 out of 5 of the Christian All-Stars.
I don't think they're going to let them do that, though.
No. Tell you what, combine the clubs, that'd be a pretty potent starting five. In off the bench, Jonah Crawford, 6'5 senior, fouled in the act of shooting on a post play in the lane. No, it was ruled on the floor. 1-1 is no good, and Fort Loramie snatches the rebound. Minute 16 to go in the half. 24-point lead, Fort Loramie. Burning out on top, goes foul line. Looks right corner, Tyler Siegel. Opposite to Brandewey, shot fake. Whips it baseline left for Tyler. Busts it up on the play by Holtry. He's got the steal. Now to Jeremy Lindenschmidt, who's in, 6'1 junior. Lindenschmidt to Hamlin. Right corner, Dre Shores. Arches up a triple, hurled it to the rim, off the back iron. Rebound, Dylan Braun. Leads Nick Brandewey. 40 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Dylan Braun, left corner triple. It circled the rim and came off. Half minute remaining, second period of play. 37-13 Fort Loramie. Middletown Christian working left to right. Hamlin's got the ball 30 feet away, burning on him. Burning in his crouch, in his defensive stance. Hamlin milks the clock, 18-17. Nathan Roderman comes out to double team. Open player left corner, Lindenschmidt, short. 12 seconds left. Here's a two-on-one break. Dylan Braun, bounce pass, Tyler Siegel, kicked out of bounds by Middletown Christian.
He needs to throw that up. He's going to throw that down at his feet, which is going to make a tough catch. Throw it up in the air, let Tyler go get it.
Yeah, lob it for the 6'7 guy. Timeout Redskins, who will draw up a play beneath the rim for the final 8.6 of the second quarter, leading by 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, let's see what head coach Corey Britton has drawn up here. Baseline, right of the rim. Nick Brandewey holds the ball. Goes to Burning, low on the right. Shot blocked on the play by Hamlin. Defended beautifully. Hamlin's got it. Midcourt with two to go. Lobs it baseline, out of bounds. Redskins ball. 0.6 left. It's inbounded to Burning, and that will do it. 37-13. Like a Redskins final score on the gridiron. 37-13, Fort Loramie over Middletown Christian here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Redskins up 37-13 over Middletown Christian. We're about 6 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No place like it. It's a good eating spot for you and your family. Your food is always cooked fresh. Go to Brookins for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins, a great spot to go for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. Carl Arnes, now the man in charge at Brookins, after 12 years of terrific service offered by Dale and Joyce Barhorst. Now it's Carl's turn. Drop in, see him. Tell Carl Arnes you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Redskins are up to 24.
Well, this is maybe the poorest I've ever had stats brought to me, but they're wandering down here now. So let's wait. I'll go over the individual scoring for Middletown Christian. Hamlin has six. They got three out of Shores. That was the first early of the game. And then they got 2 points out of Holfrey. They scored 13 in the first half, seven and six. Loramie led in scoring by Tyler Siegel, who was a monster, with 16. But they got a whole bunch of other people that scored. They got five from Braun, five from Rosengarten. They got four from Mesher. They got two each from Austin Siegel, Nathan Ratterman, and Nick Brandewey. And they got a free throw from Evan Burning. They scored 21 and 16, 37 at the half. Six for 23 from the floor for the Christian Eagles. 0 for 4 from outside the arc, only 1 of 7 from the free throw line. Loramie was 16 of 27, 60%, 2 of 8 from behind the arc, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. They have 24 to 10 advantage in the paint, 14 to 3 off turnovers, 14 to 4 off fast breaks. Their bench has outscored them 11 to 2. They have a 21 to 11 rebounding advantage, and they turned the ball over 8 times. Middletown Christian turned the ball over 12 times in the first half, and Tyler Siegel has 3 block shots to go with his 8 rebounds and 16 points.
Chuck, would you say the numbers are lopsided?
Yeah, well, I mean, Fort Loramie led for 14 minutes and 55 seconds, and the game was tied for 1:05. That was the beginning of the game. It's just been, it's been what we kind of expected it to be.
Yeah, the result, a 24-point lead for Fort Loramie here at the half, 37-13. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. These are two pros. They're experts. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned, and it's built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243, 295-3243, on the web at TomJerry's.com. And now our Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal highlights student academic success among student athletes in the Shelby County Athletic League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. And LaCal has done so since our start on ScoresBroadcast.com a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County way back in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here tonight, LaCal Equipment recognizes the seniors for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel, Dylan Braun, Cody Barhorst, Evan Burning. They are all 12th graders. They've had remarkable careers as student athletes at Fort Loramie. They are recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks to LaCal Equipment, a founding partner right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jeff Bray and I couldn't have launched scoresbroadcast.com a dozen years ago without the support of LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a very strong founding partner right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 15 seconds away from the start of our third quarter, Fort Loramie bidding to be the fourth of four teams in the boys' Division IV regional next Tuesday night at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. One matchup is determined, Springfield Catholic Central versus Marion Local at 5:30 on Tuesday. Rushi against this winner. And Fort Loramie is well on its way right now, leading by 24 as the Redskins start the third quarter with a pass from out high to the right corner, tipped out of bounds by the blue-clad Eagles of Middletown Christian.
They want to keep their focus. They don't want to get any bad habits here. I mean, they've got the game won, but they want to keep playing hard.
Yeah, conclude with sharp, crisp passes and fine shot selection. That's how Rushi closed out its game against Emmanuel Christian. Rushi trailed 18-16 in that game midway through the second quarter and won it 64-33. It was 64-30 before a cosmetic basket by Emmanuel Christian right at the end. So do the math. Down 18-16, then up 64-30. That's 48-12. That's hard to believe, Chuck. Fort Loramie, or I should say Rushi, outscored Emmanuel Christian over the last 2.5 quarters, 48-12.
Yeah, I mean, they went up 35 because that's what got the running clock going.
Middletown Christian just banked in a long three ball. It was drained by Money. C.J. Money poured one through. Don't believe he meant to kiss one in off the window, but he did. And then Fort Loramie countered right now with Dylan Braun going strong to the cup. He was hacked on the arm, and he's got two free throws with 7:12 to go here in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie leading 37-16.
Well, when Money tells his grandchildren about that in the district, that was a swish from about 35 feet to win the game.
Oh, yeah, it was right on the money. C.J. Money. Dylan Braun connects on the free throw, 38-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. Guarantee you outside shooting at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on Tuesday will be key. Sometimes it can be challenging, like the UD Arena, a lot of open depth, open space behind the glass backboards. And how Rushi and Fort Loramie deal with shots on the arc will help determine the outcome of that game. Here's a bad pass by Middletown Christian. So bad it glanced off the rim right into the arms of Dre Shores, who finished with a three-footer. 39-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's a reverse layup. Great drive below the basket by Tyler Siegel, who's got 16 points. I don't think he's missed a shot.
Got 18 now.
18. Mm. Was he 9-for-9? I know he was 7-for-7 at the break. 7-of-7 at the half, I believe.
And he had two free throws, so he's now 8-for-8.
There you go. I was on it. 6:35 to go here in the third quarter. Deflected pass knocked out by Fort Loramie. Here's Shores on the arc. Looks for the cutter, Hamlin. It is swiped on the play by Brandewee. Brandewee outlet to Austin Siegel, and it's intercepted by Middletown Christian. Taken away by Money. Up ahead to Wolfenbarger, baseline right, picked up by Austin Siegel. Now the drive around him. Austin got there late, and it's a foul as Siegel leaned over, stuck out the knee. Common personal. Middletown Christian ball, baseline right of the basket with 6:16 to go in the third, and Fort Loramie up by a 41-18 count. Again, if you didn't hear, Marion Local edged St. Henry 39-38 in overtime tonight at Wapakoneta. So Springfield Catholic Central gets Marion Local in the first game at 5:30 Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Here is Wolfenbarger, give and go for Shores. Ball is popped up in the air, volleyballed around. Fort Loramie's got it. Here's Burning. Here's Braun, baseline right. Leans in and puts it through. 43-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. Shores to Hamlin, 30 feet away. Between the rings to Wolfenbarger. Stops his dribble, goes to Hamlin near the UD logo. 5.5 remaining, third quarter. Still, what, Chuck? 8 or 10 points away from a continuous clock. There's a baseline drive by Hamlin. He's pinched and fouled as two Fort Loramie defenders arrived on the scene a step late.
They got to get the 35-point lead before it gets a running clock, so they're 10. They need 10 points. They need a nice 10-0 run.
Hamlin was tagged on the arm in the act of shooting. He's got a pair of free throws here. First one is up and in for Middletown Christian. 43-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. 5:21 to go, third quarter. Second shot, Jared Hamlin. 15 points a game score. It is through. 43-20. 23-point lead for Fort Loramie. Burning, left side, Brandewee. Left corner, Dylan Braun. He holds it. Goes opposite, cross court to Ratterman, on top to Burning. Burning to Brandewee. Fakes right, goes left, then retreats. Picked up by Cohen Yee. Right corner, Rotterman's got it for Fort Loramie. Burning on top, he motions. Checked there by C.J. Money. Now Yee is on Brandewee again. Here's Rotterman, 30 feet away. Mid-post area, caught by Burning. Short jumper, seven-footer, hit the rim, caromed off. Taken down by Hamlin of Middletown Christian. That's a shot that ordinarily Evan Burning will stick right in. Here's a half hook in the paint by Hamlin. He was motoring through the lane, left it short. A run out, Fort Loramie the other way. Dylan Braun to the rack, no. Rebound Tyler Siegel, once, twice, no good. In and out, and it's poked out of bounds by Middletown Christian. With 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Eli Rosengarten on the court for Evan Burning. Don't know that Evan has returned to tip-top form after missing a couple games with an ouchy shoulder.
Right.
Long three-pointer by Rosengarten to Fort Loramie. He got a screen after receiving the inbounds pass, and he flipped it in, a 24-footer. He's got a couple trays here at UD Arena tonight.
Yeah, he's got 8 points.
Long three by Money for Middletown Christian straight away. It hit the heel, kicked out to Tyler Siegel, who threw it away at midcourt. 3:56 to go in the third, 46-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Well, this game for Fort Loramie, unlike the Rushi game earlier tonight, got out of hand very quickly at the outset. Rushi was in a contest for 12
quarter,
minutes.
Yeah, quarter and a half.
12 minutes, trailed 18-16 with four to go in the second quarter, did Rushi in our first game. Here's a great lob. Hamlin, Dre Shores. He picked it off up around the rim and dropped it home. Good play by the Eagles. 46-22, Fort Loramie. Left side pass, Rosengarten to Nick Brandewee. Back to Rosengarten, 25 feet out. Burning on the bench, Carter Mesher in at the moment. To Dylan Braun, he flashes into the lane, caught it, threw it back to Mesher. Right back to Dylan, foul line, straight away Brandewee. Thought about pulling the trigger, didn't. 3:18 to go, third quarter. Left corner, Rosengarten, baseline pass, Rotterman. On the arc, Dylan Braun sizes up a three ball, snaps Dylan it off, Braun. And shoots it in. 3 minutes left, third quarter. 49-22, Fort Loramie. Midcourt, Hamlin. Looks for the teammate Holtree on the back cut. Not open. C.J. Money's got it. Guarded by Brandewee. Here's Hamlin lobbing. Baseline left. It's Dre Shores. Oh, his pocket is picked. Nice steal by Brandewee. Down the floor, Braun. On the arc. Head fake. Drives through the lane. Goes opposite to Mesher. Back to Dylan near side. He jacks up a three off the ring. Rebound down to Shores. Up the floor for Middletown Christian. Knocked free from behind. Heads up play by Mesher. And then Shores hooks a Redskin player trying to get it back. 2:27 left in the third. 49-22 Fort Loramie. I'll tell you this, Chuck. Redskins, like always, displaying energy. It's about 15 on a 10-point scale.
Absolutely. They got 17 assists.
Typical Fort Loramie, just like the Rushi Raiders, extremely unselfish. And being clobbered is Evan Burning as he darted below the foul line. He was pounded. Shores picked up the foul. Couple shots here for Evan Burning. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Redskins shoot free throws at 71% on the year. Burning rifles this one in. 50-22. Redskins up 28. Just over two to go here in the third. Next shot by Burning. Spins the ball in the palms. Rolling around. Comes off to the front. Taken down by Hamlin of Middletown Christian. He slides up the floor. Looks for the cutter. Can't find one. Flips it out back to Lindenschmidt. Outside the arc on the left, it's Money. He fakes right, goes left. He stopped on the arc. Ball given back to Holtree. Holtree dropped it off his foot, rolls out of bounds. Redskin ball, a minute 55 to go in the third. Nathan Roderman comes out for Fort Loramie. Nolan Burning back in. So it's Nolan, Evan Burning, Carter Mesher, Rosengarten. And running the baseline, Cody Barhorst. He's got the ball 15 feet away. Goes to Mesher. Out high, Rosengarten. Finds Barhorst underneath. Reverse layup is jammed on the underneath side of the iron. And Middletown Christian comes away with it. Long throw down the floor to C.J. Money in the right corner. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. He skips it cross court on the play to Jonah Crawford. Hand off to Hamlin, 30 feet out, burning on him. Minute 17 to go in the third. Redskins up 28. Here's a flash to the post by Hamlin. Left-handed shot, no good. Loose ball, 30 feet out. Lyndon Schmitz got it. Throws it away, picked off by Mesher. Mesher up the left side, stopped, traveled, good call by the referee. Minute 4 to go in the third, 50-22 Redskins. Getting a bit sloppy.
Going to have to nudge me a little bit here. I'm starting to nod.
Yep. Easy to do, not because it's the third game of three we witnessed, not because it's a blowout. It's because it's going on 10:30. Oh, here's a nice back cut. Beautiful play. Ball fed to Lyndon Schmidt. Hamlin on the assist. It's a deuce for Middletown Christian. Nolan Burning in the lane. Fine pass to Barhorst underneath. Couldn't get the reverse layup to drop. 36 seconds to go, third quarter. 50-24 in favor of Fort Loramie. Midcourt with the ball. It's Hamlin. Guarded by Burning, 45 feet away. Clock winding down, 20-19. Still dribbling. It's Hamlin, looks at the scoreboard clock. 13, 12, 11, double team by Fort Loramie, and they rip it away. Good play by Mesher to Evan Burning. Down the floor, left-hand scooper. Yes, three to go in the third. Midcourt, Hamlin got away with a walk. Long 50-foot heave goes out of bounds. End of three quarters, Fort Loramie 52, Middletown Christian 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
And thank you here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Here's Fort Loramie with a theft at midcourt. Good steal. And the white shirts find Nolan Burning open underneath. And that's how the fourth quarter gets started. 54-24, Fort Loramie up 30. Need five more points to make it a 35-point spread to get the continuous clock going. But it's not going to happen then because Jonah Crawford retaliates for Middletown Christian with a line drive three-pointer. He sinks it. Barhorst in the lane for Fort Loramie. Mason Kemper has checked in. In fact, Mason's got the ball baseline left. Rimmed a six-foot bank shot. Rebound is lost out of bounds by Middletown Christian. Additional players on the floor now for the Redskins.
Jake Raderman.
Trey Short, number two.
Yep, Jake Raderman with 4-4 on his back.
I think everybody else has been out there. Mesher and Noah Burning.
Yep.
And Cody Barhorst.
Inbounding is Jake Raderman below the rim. Goes to Nolan Burning in the right corner. Back to Jake on top. Just under 7 to play in the game. 54-27, Fort Loramie leads it. Here's a deep three, left side of the floor. Carter Mesher, as he received the cross-court pass, he shot it long, and the Eagles have got the rebound. Up the floor to Cohen Yee. Baseline right, around a Redskin to the rack, left it short. It comes down to Kemper, to Nolan Verning. Mesher, left corner, thought about the three, goes baseline. Flips it on the arc to Kemper. He tracks it down. Now to Nolan. Cross-court near side to Jake. Right corner, Cody. Triple. Good. Cody Barhorst flips in a bomb. Good to see the senior produce. Heck of an athlete.
Yeah.
Very fine football player. And rock solid on the basketball floor, too. Good teammate to have around. Outside the elbow on the right, 16-foot fadeaway, Dre Shores. It is offline. Rebound Fort Loramie. A big collision. Down hard goes Carter Mesher of Fort Loramie. Boy, he's taken three or four nasty spills tonight. He's a football kid.
He plays so hard. He's on the floor a lot.
Mesher touched it last. He comes out. Middletown Christian inbounds. Below the rim, it's Lindenschmidt. Bounce pass to Hamlin. Double teamed. Shot deflected by Fort Loramie. Foul from the rear. Mitchell Burning picks up the personal for the Redskins. 5:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. 57-27 Redskins. And this final score, Chuck, may darn near replicate our game two score, or I should say game two here at UD tonight, our game one in terms of webcast for you. Rushi wound up winning 64-33 over Emmanuel Christian. Right now, a 29-point game, 57-28. Here's Nolan Burning out back. Wide open three ball. Buried it.
Nolan Burning
on the mark. He was spot on with that shot. 60-28. Redskins up 32. Lindenschmidt right side to Cohen Yee. Outside the arc to Hamlin for Middletown Christian. Works against Barhorst. Pulls up straight on. Gives it up to Shores, 25 feet away. It zipped cross court on the play to Jonah Crawford. Now Shores in the right corner. Goes opposite again to Hamlin. And a nice play from the rear by Cody Barhorst, who stabbed it from behind and punched it out. Five minutes and a second to go here in the game. Redskins up comfortably, 60-28. Ball inbounded by Middletown Christian. New player on the floor is Marquez Fuller, 5'9 guard. Here's a pass into the right corner by the Eagles. It's thrown away, goes out of bounds.
Get a three this time. We'll get the running clock going and get to go home.
Yeah, you're right. 3 points here from Fort Loramie. We'll extend the lead all the way out to 35, and we'll start the clock in motion. Here's Nolan Burning straight away. Right side pass, Barhorst. Baseline right below the rim, and the player for the Redskins stepped out.
That's Mitchell Burning.
Mitchell Burning was tight roping the boundary, got a toe on it. Middletown Christian ball with 4.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins up 60-28. Next opportunity will tell you all about titles and tears. Here's a drive by Hamlin, and again Barhorst from behind at that little hooking maneuver down pat. He stabs the ball away from the backside. He lets the offensive player go by, and then with quick hands,
it's called a back tap.
Makes a good back tap from the rear. Here's Cohen Yee into the lane. Right corner fadeaway jump shot. Good! By Jonah Crawford, of Middletown Christian. 60-31.
He's hit two threes now. He obviously doesn't have to get up in the morning.
29-point spread. Goes opposite to Barhorst again for Fort Loramie. Bombs away. Three more. Cody Barhorst connecting from long distance. He's gotten a couple here in the fourth from behind the arc. Here's Crawford, a shot fake for Middletown Christian. Gives it up to Hamlin. Straightaway Cohen Yee. His line drive three-pointer rattles out. Rebound coughed up by the Redskins. Out of bounds to Middletown Christian. 3:38 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 63-31 in favor of Fort Loramie. It's going to be Fort Loramie and Rushi.
Wow.
Yep.
I could just say wow about that one.
The two arch rivals in the Shelby County Athletic League will meet head on in a regional semifinal, 8 p.m., second game at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on Tuesday. Here is Nolan Burning down the floor. Fast break Fort Loramie. It rolled off. Tie up on the rebound, and the arrow says the Redskins will keep it.
It's Duke and North Carolina in a Final Four.
On Tuesday night at 8 from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. I like your analogy. Game one on Tuesday, Springfield Catholic Central versus Marion Local. Inbounds pass by Fort Loramie, stolen by the Eagles, taken right back by Mason Kemper of Fort Loramie, and then Cohen Yee on the pickpocket, ahead to Shores. He wanted to dunk it, threw it high off the window. Rebound Nolan Burning, foul called. And we will keep it at this end. Dre Shores will shoot two.
North Carolina leads Duke 32-27, 54 seconds to go in the first half.
I don't mind that. 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter here. Redskins up comfortably with 32, setting the stage for the third match of the year between Rushi and Fort Loramie on Tuesday night. The Raiders have been knocked out of the sectional the last 2 years by Fort Loramie. Redskins swept the regular season series 2-0. Baseline right, it is Mitchell Burning. On the arc to Jake Roderman, far left side to Kemper. He goes baseline, left-handed Jay, hit the rim, no good. Tip up Nolan Burning, no. It's batted around, foul called beneath the basket against Middletown Christian. 1-1 for Fort Loramie with 2:41 to go here in the game. Say, if you're a fan of local high school sports like Chuck McBee, Bryant Billing, and I, you've got to check out the book called Titles in Tears. The book documents the decade-long quest of the Fort Loramie girls basketball program to win the state title in 2013. Redskins won it again 2 years later. The book is available at titlesintears.com. A number of folks in the Upper Miami Valley have reviewed the book and called it so very real and a straight out of Hollywood script. Titles and Tears. It's a must read. You've got to have it. Buy the book today at titlesandtears.com. Its authors, Hillary Bonanzer and Jeff Hewitt of Fort Loramie. 65-31, Redskins up by 34. And Chuck
Raderman made two free throws. Jake Raderman made two free throws to give him that 34-point lead.
And Nate dropped in a pair while I was gabbing away.
Jake,
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Nate.
Here's an inside maneuver by Middletown Christian. Jared Hamlin, little four-footer, strong effort right in front. He makes the deuce, and at 65-33. Extra pass by Fort Loramie down inside. Five-footer, no. Rebound, Middletown Christian. Hamlin on the giddy-up. Through the lane, off balance, overshot it. Rebound taken down by the Redskins. 54 is, that's a Plyman, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Kevin Plyman.
Kevin Plyman dealt the ball down the floor to Nolan Burning. He chucked up a three, missed it. Long rebound, Redskins. Minute 40 to go here in the fourth. Out of the left corner, a long three is drilled on the play.
Jake Raderman again.
Nice looking shot, but Jake, after he knocks down a couple free throws, he swishes a trifecta. 68-33. There's your 35-point lead and a continuous clock. May not matter much now. A miss by the Eagles. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. No look pass to Plyman. Low on the right. Blocked by Hamlin. Loose in the corner. And Cohen Yee's got it for Middletown Christian. 1:09 to go here in the fourth period. 68-33 Redskins. The clock has halted momentarily. Timeout called Middletown Christian.
Just wanted to get a sub in.
Yep, to get a new player on the floor. They don't forget the team at Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney gets athletes healthy and right back in the game. What a team it is. Physicians, trainers, therapists, highly skilled. They treat injuries unique to student athletes at Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. In fact, Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open on Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost your strength, speed, and flexibility. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548 or go to wilsonhealth.org. Caring without limits. Caring without limits. The motto at wilsonhealth.org. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, 937-498-5548. Keeping athletes healthy and getting them back in the game. Here's a long three-point try by Holtry of Middletown Christian. Way short. 6 seconds left in the game. Nolan Burning walks it to the timeline, and that will do it. The Redskins dispose of Middletown Christian 68-33. Only 4 points off our Rushi Emmanuel Christian score, which was 64-33. How about that? Redskins win it 68-33 after Rushi won 64-33. And it's a collision course for the Redskins and Raiders who play at 8 on Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And again, thank you to Titles and Tears, the book all about Fort Loramie girls basketball, and the run to that first state title in 2013, which was followed up by another in 2015. The book is available at titlesandtears.com. The book is called Titles and Tears. You'll love it. Many thanks tonight to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed and Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, plus in Fort Loramie, these Redskins game sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberland. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale always you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. The postgame ceremonies, district runners-up honors being presented to the Eagles of Middletown Christian, who were thumped tonight by Fort Loramie 68-33.
I think the Shelby County League might be better than the league they're in.
The Metro Buckeye?
I think it might be just a tad better.
Yeah, the Shelby County Athletic League plays excellent defense. So does the Midwest Athletic Conference. And the defense displayed tonight by Rushi against Emmanuel Christian and by Fort Loramie against Middletown Christian was superb. Both opposing clubs were blanketed tonight. 33 points apiece for Middletown Christian and Emmanuel Christian against the opponents from the Shelby County Athletic League, Fort Loramie and Rushi. So you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who come from all over throughout the United States and the Midwest to Geyer's in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new and pre-owned Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. That's G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Our late arriving stats are here, and here is Chuck to sum up the game.
Well, I think we go with Clancy's, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it, but obviously Tyler Siegel, he scored 18 points, played in 2.5 quarters. So that's pretty impressive. He had 12 rebounds. He had 3 block shots. Nice stat line along there. Dylan Braun was Dylan Braun tonight. He had 12. He was, he was 4 of 9 from the floor, had 2 rebounds, 4 assists. They had 22 assists on 26 baskets tonight. 22 assists on 26 baskets. That's unbelievable. But Tyler Siegel is our Clancy's player of the game.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
John Cronauer of the Southwest District Athletic Board is presenting the district championship trophy to the Fort Loramie Redskins, who earn a rematch, the third meeting of the year with Rushi. It comes on Tuesday night at 8 in one regional semifinal. Springfield Catholic Central and Marion Local hook up in the other one at 5:30. And the trophy has just been offered to the Redskins, who will pose for photos and then trim down the nets. Well, just as we thought, Chuck, Rushi and Fort Loramie dominant here tonight, winning by almost the same scores. In fact, I remarked with about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter that the second game that we covered tonight had a chance to mirror pretty closely the final score of the Rushi victory in the first game we webcasted tonight. And that wound up being the case. 64-33, Rushi a winner. 68-33. Fort Loramie, a winner.
Nothing shocking about these two final scores.
Nope.
The only thing that was kind of shocking was that Rushi was trailing in the second quarter, 18-16. Then, boy, did they turn it on.
Yeah.
It would have been a shame if somebody would have stumbled tonight, because that game at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night is going to be one for the ages.
Yeah, I bet points will be at a little more of a premium than when those two clubs go at it ordinarily. There'll be a lot of pressure, a whole bunch of tension. The defenses will be superior. I would imagine, my guess is, 45, 48 points might take home all the marbles in that regional semifinal?
It definitely could. I'll tell you what I think. Loramie had their way the first time pretty easily. Second time it was close, but they pulled away almost by the same margin. But there's something about Rushi now. Their depth is improved.
Yep.
And Loramie, I think that was definitely their advantage in their two games, but Rushi has become a much better, well-balanced basketball team.
Yeah, I'd agree, and I think Rushi is clearly on top of its game, playing its best basketball of the year by far. I'm not saying Fort Loramie peaked too soon. I'm not saying Fort Loramie's already peaked. Fort Loramie's played terrific defense all season long, giving up only 36.5 points a game. It dropped even further tonight. So the Redskins have been outstanding. The bump in the road came very late in the campaign due to illness.
Yeah.
And then two young men, Austin Siegel and, or I should say Tyler Siegel and Evan Burning, didn't play in the first two tournament games.
Right, yeah, because of illness, because of injury. Could have played.
Yeah.
Saw no reason to play them. The two opponents were 2-42 on the regular season. So
what I'm saying is Fort Loramie is going to have to reestablish its team chemistry for that game on Tuesday night. They tried hard to get it back tonight. Everybody played, was healthy. In the sectional championship, everybody played, was healthy. And Fort Loramie has played tremendous basketball all year long. They've never had really any valleys to speak of. Rushi's lost 8 games. Raiders have suffered 8 setbacks.
But though most of those were, 6 of them were non-league games,
right,
where for some reason they really kind of struggled to, but if you take a look at it, Loramie has not had a game since they played Anna.
No.
They have not played anybody. Nobody has come close to them since the Anna game.
No.
And before that, again, it was the Anna game and then Minster in overtime. So they have not been tested for a while. I mean, they beat Rushi by 17. They beat Mechanicsburg by 44. They beat Bradford by 27. They beat Ansonia by 23. Tonight they won by 35. So they need to be able to play in a close game coming up here on Tuesday night.
Yeah, Fort Loramie, actually beat Rushi by more points the second time around at Rushi. 17 was the final difference in that game. Redskins pulled away very, very late. The first meeting, that game really was decided by late second quarter, early third quarter. Fort Loramie won that contest at home by a final count of 47-32, and then won by 17, 52-35 at Rushi. The two teams know each other very well. It's obviously going to be much closer. I'd be shocked, Chuck, if it was not a 4-5-6 point game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, me too. And I mean, because there's not going to be any surprises either way. Both teams know each other. They'll probably make some changes. They're going to run the same plays. They're going to run the same inbounds plays. They might rename them, but they're still going to run the same things. You're not going to change what got you here. 24-2 and 16-8. Is that correct?
Right.
So they are not going to change what got them here. Whoever executes is going to win the basketball game.
Yeah, Rushi Raiders with the win tonight advanced to 16-8 on the year, winning 64-33. Fort Loramie now 24-2. winning 68-33. Webcast tomorrow at 1:15 and 17. Versailles Tigers go for a berth in the state Final Four, regional championship, girls Division III. Versailles and Waynesville. Tip-off 1:30, webcast time 1:15. Tomorrow night, two schools right in our scoresbroadcast.com backyard. Fort Loramie and Minster, just a few miles away from each other. It's the Route 66 rivalry, second meeting of the year between the two. And they played in the regional a couple years back. Fort Loramie won it 36-30 in a very low-scoring game. Minster won the regular season game this year, 35-26. It was a ragged contest. Minster played a very poor second half, a much better first half. Fort Loramie came on in that game over the final two quarters. Both clubs entirely different now in terms of personnel used, in terms of quality as well, shot-making ability. Both clubs far different. Who knows what to expect in that second game tomorrow night, 7:30 tip, 7:15 webcast time. Fort Loramie and Minster. Minster with a big size advantage, more experience. Fort Loramie will have to rely on its defense and keep the game down in the 30s in order to have a chance to win it.
Right, and I think after the game tomorrow, the word raggedy might be used again, but it's used because both defenses are so stingy.
Yes.
And I mean, yep. it's just an effort. You get nothing easy in on either one of those teams.
So many thanks again to our sponsors. We have listed them for you numerous times. Again, Wilson Health Sports Medicine on with us as always. Wilson Health gets athletes healthy and right back in the game. Athletic trainers serve schools and are on site at sports contests. The Wilson Health Sports Medicine Injured Athlete Clinic is open on Mondays. Sports enhancement programs will boost your strength, speed, and flexibility. That's Wilson Health Sports Medicine, 937-498-5548, or go to wilsonhealth.org, caring without limits. Ron Mooney, our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McVie alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow at 1:15, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at the UD Arena. Final scores once more, Rushi 64, Emmanuel Christian 33, Fort Loramie 68, Middletown Christian 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.